Greetings from Lagos, Nigeria. What a joy and a blessing it is to be here in this land and proclaim the word of the Lord. As I travel back, I want to say thank you for praying for me. But this morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you're listening to me, I pray that God will speak to you. May you be encouraged and strengthened by the Lord. May God's grace abound upon you as I speak the word of the Lord. So let's be ready to hear his word. In the book of Psalm 68, 1 and 2. Psalm 68, 1 and 2. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. I'm going to read that again. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those who also hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. See, my dear brothers and sisters, when Joshua and the people of God, or the children of Israel, stood on the brink of the promised land, they were intimidated by the walls that was around Jericho. There was a wall that was in between the promised land that God had for their life. What obstacles are standing between you and the promises of God? That's the question I have for you. Every one of us has cringed under the shadow of stubborn walls, whether it is emotional, spiritual, or financial. They tower so high, so strong, trying to tear down, and it seems pointless in our life. See, those walls that keep you from enjoying the fullness of God's promise may be higher and stronger than you, but they are no match for God that you serve. Let me say that again. They may be higher, they may be stronger, but they are no match for the God of Israel whom we serve. He's higher and he's greater. He keeps his promises and he tells us what we can do. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. I pray and hope you will remember that verse. All things are possible. Well, the wall is too high. All things are possible. My children are not walking with God. All things are possible. My finances are affected. All things are possible. My health, I'm struggling. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens you. Your Jericho wall is no match for the Waymaker. Even if you must walk around your problem for a few days, keep on walking. You know why? Because he, your Savior, your Redeemer, is walking beside you and whispering lessons into your ear to grow your faith and your determination not to give up in your life. Because there will be a day when it'll come, when God will command, shout, and you will shout because of the faith that has been built in your life. And with that shout, it'll be like a great trumpet, roar of praise, that every wall and barrier in your life will fall down flat. So let God arise and all his enemies be scattered. This day, get ready to see every enemy in your life, physical, emotional, financial, whatever enemy, coming down in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your loving kindness. And we thank you that we can walk around the Jericho wall because everything is coming down. And we are taking our blessing, what is ours, O Lord. Every enemy that is standing in front of us, Lord, will not be able to stand because of the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus that you have given us. We thank you for victory is ours. Lord, we thank you for victory and breakthrough that you give us. We will be faithful to you. We give you glory, honor, and praise because it belongs to you and to nobody else. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus loves you and cares for you. God bless. Bye-bye.